This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
كيف تفضل الشيخ إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد مل السماوات ومل الأرض ومل ما شئت من شيء بعد. ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful hadith tells us that we are travelers, sojourners, staying temporarily in this world, and we need to leave it all behind to our destination, which is Akhirah. So let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, and explain some of its beautiful meanings so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of Islam. May Allah bless me and you to do that, inshallah. أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنقبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل وكان ابن عمر يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. الراوي عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, because both the father and the son, Abdullah, were pious caliphs, companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Masdar, the source is Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Umar narrates, radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah touched my shoulders and said, be in this world like a stranger or a wayfarer. So Ibn Umar used to tell himself and others, when the evening comes, do not feel certain that you will be alive to see the morning. Because there is nothing, no guarantee. You and I, we wake up in the morning and we have no guarantee that we'll be alive until the evening. And when the morning comes, do not feel certain that you will live to witness the evening. You could die. When you are healthy, prepare for the days when you will be sick, because you are healthy now and maybe sometime later you may get sick. So do what you can now, because otherwise you will regret it. When you are alive, prepare for your death. The above tradition impresses upon us the transient or temporary nature of our earthly life. Our life here is temporary. That is the reality that we often forget. This is a fact that Quran stresses throughout. Here is one of the prophets telling the people, Ya qawmi, innama hadhihi al-hayatu al-dunya mata'a wa inna al-akhira hiya darul qarar. O my people, the life of this world is but a fleeting enjoyment, whereas the hereafter is the home of permanence. And another place, even though this world is temporary, what happens? That's what the verse, next verse is telling us. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَاءُ. Nay, but you prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is better and more enduring. This life never lasts. It's never permanent, but the hereafter is better and more lasting. And Allah, in another verse, Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَعُوا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Whatever pleasure you are given is no more than a fleeting enjoyment of this world and its adornment, while what is with Allah is better and more lasting. Don't you understand This is the wisdom many of us fail to remember. We may remember it, but we may forget it when we are engrossed in the worldly affairs. The above hadith explains this Quranic lesson in more vivid way. Our life here can be compared to that of a hotel. We check in one day and check out another day. How often you have been to a city and you check in a hotel? And one day you check in, and another day you check out. Therefore, we will only be deluding ourselves if we are to think that we would live here forever. Just like that person who took the hotel, thinking that he will be there forever. The same is the case with dunya. Like a hotel, we check in and we are going to check out. We can only be complacent of this fact at our own peril. If we forget that this is temporary and we are going to leave all behind, then we are heading to our own self-destruction. We are risking our life. Imam Shafi, one of the greatest imams, has versified this wisdom for us. Inna lillahi ibadan futana taraku ad-dunya wa khafu al-fitana nadharu fiha falamma alimu annaha laysat lihayyin watana ja'aluha lujjatan wattakhadhu saliha al-a'mali fiha sufna. Allah has some wise servants. They renounce the vain pleasures of this world because this world is very seductive, like somebody trying to quench his thirst by drinking salt water, sea water. They will never quench the thirst. It will make it worse. So this is a seduction of the world. The more you indulge, the more you are trapped in it. They observed the world and found it not a permanent abode for anyone. So no one is here as a permanent resident here. So they considered it like a body of water. They need to cross to the other shore. And how do they do that? They made a ferry out of good works. They made a boat out of a ship out of good works, so that which will take them to the other shore, meaning the hereafter. In other words, since we are travelers, we must never lose sight of our destination. Our destination is the hereafter. How do we reach there? We need to prepare provision for that. Allah says, you know, when you are going for Hajj, Allah says, take your provision. But فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. But remember, the best of provision for your final journey is mindfulness of Allah, تَقْوَى Allah. Never forget that. Preparing for vision for the hereafter does not mean that we renounce the world. You know, some religions go into extreme. They consider the ideal is that we should renounce the world. Now, Islam strikes a balance. Islam teaches us we are created to live here. And whatever we go through while we are here, we need to use whatever blessings we have, whatever resources we have, whatever wealth we have, as a provision for the next world. وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. This is the story of Qarun, Korah, you know, the tyrant. You know, he was deluded by his wealth. But the wise people, the righteous people, the followers, righteous followers of Musa alayhi salam, reminded him, you know, وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. But seek the abode of the hereafter with what Allah has bestowed on you. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget your portion in this world. You are allowed to enjoy this world. Yes, take your share of this world. But وَأَحْسَنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And be good as Allah has been good to you. Be good to others. And do not see corruption on earth, for Allah does not love the corrupt. And the pious caliph, Ali the pious caliph, is reported to have said, this is the best way to explain the Islamic philosophy of life. اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا وعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. Work for this world as if you are going to live here forever. And work for the next world as if you are going to die tomorrow. So, and the Prophet's words are even more explicit. He said, in qamati sa'a, wa fi yadi ahadikum fasila fa in istata'a an la taqum hatta yaghrisaha fal yaghrisaha. If the hour is approaching while you are holding a pump ready to plant, don't leave the place if you can until you finish planting it. However, since the worldly life is full of temptations, we must exercise vigilance. We must be cautious. Otherwise, we may be duped into believing the world is permanent. That's why Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Or you who believe, reverence God, and let every soul consider what it has sent forth for the morrow. Now, lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith: this world is not a permanent, it is a temporary station. We are wayfarers, we are travelers here. Our destination is the hereafter. This life, the world, is nothing more than a hotel. We check in hotel room, we check in one day, and we check out another day. Therefore, we must never be overly preoccupied with the cares of this world. Of course, we have to work. We have to take care of our family. We have to maintain our house, our living, yes. But don't go overboard with it. Don't be overly occupied to forget your final journey, final destination. We should prepare provision for our journey to the next world. And how do we do that? Provision for the hereafter. What are the provisions for the hereafter? It's the mindfulness of Allah, meaning always being mindful of Allah and engaging in good works. Islam does not ask us to renounce the world. Instead, we are allowed to enjoy our share of this world as long as we do not neglect our final destination, the Akhirah. Therefore, instead of renouncing the world, we should use it to plant the seeds of good works so that we can reap the harvest in the next world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.